Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, October the 5th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up a penny at 684, December wheat down a penny at 902, and November beans down 13¾ cents at 1369¾. Really kind of an odd day here. The dollar was strong all day. It closed up, looks like it'll close up about 111 ticks here at 111.10, but that was a good 55 off its highs. The Dow Jones, which was 400 lower, is currently now only 29 lower. And the crude oil has really been kind of all over the place, but it's rallied some $2.30 off of its lows. So I think when the, it's really hard to say. You would think with the dollar staying relatively strong, wheat would have been under pressure. And wheat, you know, at one point was up 16 cents here. I got up to 919¾, closed at 902. So 17, almost 18 cents off its highs. So, you know, maybe the dollar did weigh on it late here in the day, but I don't think so. I think it's maybe, you know, talk of maybe Ukraine and Russia opening up more ports. Russia talking about planting more grain. But then on the other side of it, you know, Russia's talking tough about, you know, exports again. So, you know, it's anybody's guess really out here. The corn market, we started off the day a little bit lower with the dollar higher and the crude oil lower at the time and the Dow Jones down. But then the crude rallied better part of 12 cents off its lows. But then I just gave back a few cents late here in the day. Managed to close higher, but it really wasn't very convincing. The StoneX numbers, as we mentioned this morning, came out almost a bushel and a half higher on the corn and about a half a bushel lower on the beans. Really didn't have much impact on the markets here at all here today. Export sales tomorrow, they're looking for 356 on the wheat, 550 on the corn, and a considerable 850 on the beans. The bean number sounds a bit high to me, but we'll see. Overall, where are we going to get big export business from with the dollar as strong as it is? The question is, because can the world wait, you know, until February or March until they can get their hands on some Brazilian beans? We'll have to see. We know Argentina remains dry, but again, it had no effect on the beans here today. Certainly looks like they've got fairly decent weather in Brazil, so we don't see any real problems there. It's just a matter of being able to ration what we've got until we get the South America supplies in our hands or in the world's hands to ease some of the pressure out here. So that's really about it. We've got the WASDE report next week. I think we're going to chop around kind of until then, unless there's something dramatic with the outside markets. I haven't seen any announcements on what the OPEC is going to do, whether the Saudis are going to cut production 1 million to 2 million barrels a day. If they do that, crude oil can certainly push toward $100, but I think it would be a big mistake to be looking to buy crude oil on any kind of a big breakout here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.